This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
I'm Charlie Hodges from Storage Switzerland. Thanks for joining us today as we discuss how to stop storage hardware sprawl. Joining me today, Andy Warfield, co-founder of Coho Data. Andy, thanks for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about Coho?
Sure. Coho is a storage startup. We've been around for about 2.5 years, and we're based in both Sunnyvale, California, and Vancouver, BC.
So you two locations?
Yeah, we do. The engineering side of the company is all up here in Vancouver, and the business side is down in the Bay Area.
George Crump, lean analyst from Storage Switzerland, also with us today on this topic of stopping storage hardware sprawl. George, why do you think this topic is so popular with many of our subscribers?
I'll tell you, I think the key reason is it's a problem that probably all of them are experiencing. Almost every user I talk to in almost any size data center is struggling with having more than one storage system, which means more complex management, more complex purchasing decisions. Everything just becomes harder the more silos of storage you have.
Stopping storage hardware sprawl. Andy, what does that mean?
Well, it's a great question. I guess the big thing that we've seen over the past few years is that everything is diversified in the data center, right? Storage has diversified. We've got new types of media to build storage on. We've got flash. We've still got the disks that we always used. Application workloads have diversified, right? We've got virtualization driving a lot more versions of operating systems, a lot more apps out there. And so, while storage has really improved, we've got hybrid arrays specific to virtualization. We've got all flash arrays, all sorts of great stuff. The thing that ends up happening to the typical administrator is suddenly, instead of having a headache with one giant storage system, they've got to manage a bunch of special purpose storage systems, which doesn't necessarily make their lives easier.
George, one of the polling questions that we had in our webinar was, what is your largest storage pain? And 43% of the people said complex performance management or lack of performance was their big problem. Did that surprise you?
Charlie, not at all. I consistently now we hear performance as problems 1, 2, and 3 in the data center. It used to be 7, 8 years ago, everybody was worried about capacity. Would they be able to store everything? And, there's probably different ways to do it, and there's probably better ways to store everything. But the thing that is really pressing and causing stress for IT professionals today is, how do I solve performance problems? How do I make my application respond quicker? How do I put more virtual machines on a physical host? How do I scale my environment without breaking my IT budget? So not really, and that's pretty indicative of what we're seeing nowadays, is performance is the number one concern.
Andy, there's something that you said in the webinar on this topic that fixing a problem that comes up in the data center can actually make things worse when it comes to hardware sprawl. What are the components there that make things worse?
Everything that George just mentioned is totally in line with what I've seen with customers and data center environments that I've talked to. The performance problem is significant. Just because we have flash available, it doesn't mean that problem goes away. Flash is a fairly complicated thing to work with, and it's not in and of itself a solution. And so, one way that you might solve a performance problem is to take your critical workloads, move them onto an all-flash array. But now you've got to manage the placement of workloads across those things, right? Now you've got two pieces of physical hardware that you have to manage lifecycle and refresh and migration for. Similarly, a big approach that we spent a bunch of time at Coho thinking about was, what if we just put flash hardware directly on the servers, right? And we ended up not going this way because with that style of deployment, you end up not being able to get good value out of the flash. Even though the flash is capable of hundreds of thousands of IOPS, and you get a nice low price per IOP, that assumes that you're able to saturate it. And with server-side flash, by and large, you just can't co-locate the workloads to really drive the flash at full speed. And so flash is a really interesting media. Solid state is a really exciting change in storage, but getting good use out of it is a tricky thing to achieve.
So, Andy, how does Coho address the storage hardware sprawl problem?
Well, Coho is building a top-to-bottom storage system that's really engineered around taking advantage of some of not only the technologies that we've seen with Flash and software-defined networking, but also some of the software techniques that we've seen developed in large-scale data centers and hosting providers like Google and Amazon. And so our real goal is to build a storage system that avoids sprawl by being sufficiently general purpose to handle both capacity and performance demanding workloads. And really importantly, to build it in a way that lets customers buy the storage that they need as they need it, and to scale the system out in response to their needs year on year.
So George, how important will this be in the data center?
I think it'll be probably the most important topic that we talk about for the next several years, because sprawl is happening, and I've actually termed it sometimes performance sprawl, where there's such pressure to solve that performance problem. Again, like you said earlier, 43% of them rated this as the most critical pain in the data center. We didn't ask them what second place was, right? I think a lot of people, if performance wasn't number one, it was going to be number two. So that really becomes a big challenge. And when you have a gun to your head and you got to get something fixed, you just start throwing things at it. And that's why we've seen this just amazing proliferation of various types of flash solutions. So it really takes a fresh approach to step back, take a look at the storage system, understand what it does, what flash now does to the network, what it does to the connecting servers, and optimize the entire environment top to bottom for that new reality.
Well, thank you both for joining us on this podcast. Now, if you, just those of you listening, want to learn more on this topic, check out the webinar that George did with Andy on stopping storage hardware sprawl. And George did a video on this topic, and both of those are linked below this podcast that you're playing right now. And don't forget, folks, you need to come back often for our Storage Switzerland offerings, reports, videos, podcasts, articles, and blogs. Check back every day, two or three times a day, for the latest in storage news. On behalf of Andy Warfield and George Crump, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.